This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Atlanta United are brought to you by Piedmont Quick Care. One stop to better. Country Financial. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started at TakeSimpleSteps.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Heineken, Aaron's, the perfect choice for your budget and style with top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Scana, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Associated Credit Union, Equifax. Proud partner of your Atlanta United and your local Ford dealer.
The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, after the MLS Cup final, I opened the full-time report. After the MLS Cup final, I opened the full-time report by crying. I don't think I'm going to do that tonight. It's not quite at that level. But I am just so proud of this team. I'm so proud of this club from front office all the way down to the players, the staff members. This is a tremendous achievement. Do not demean it or undersell it in any way. You as Atlanta United fans should be incredibly proud because Atlanta United and Club America, the champions of Mexico, threw haymakers for 90 minutes. This was not a routine friendly by any stretch. And Club America playing pretty much a first-choice lineup after going ahead in the 57th minute is pulled back by Jeff Lorenowitz and then put away by Joseph Martinez for a 3-2 Atlanta United win to win the Campeones Cup, the first ever for an MLS club granted in its second year. I've seen on Twitter some people having a little bit of fun with the significance of this, but I'm going to guess most of those people were not here in this building. Because this was one of the best, most entertaining, well-played matches I have seen in my 2 years doing Atlanta United games.
Look, stop trying to find something to hate on or diminish or any of that type of nonsense. This was a game played with a lot of intensity. This was a game between two very proud clubs Yep. that want to add to their trophy haul every single day they go to work. There was no let-up in this game. You had the kind of sucker punch early to open things up with an early goal that shocked everybody. Club America responds quickly. Then Atlanta gets a lot of the play, but they have some problems towards the end of the half. Then second half, you give up a bad goal on a set piece, and the response was epic from Yep. Atlanta United.
Yep.
So many times you see a team against Mexican opposition from Major League Soccer, you make a mistake, you make a mental mistake, and you don't recover from it.
I think one thing that we have learned about this year's Atlanta United team is you cannot kill this team when they're playing at home.
Mm-mm.
How many times this year have we seen go-ahead goals in the second half by an opponent get immediately pulled back, and in many cases pulled back for victories by Atlanta United playing here at the Benz? And for a team that, yeah, they were shaky for the first couple months of the season for a variety of different reasons, but to fight through all the injuries and schedule compression and persist the way they have, especially in these home matches, and beat the champions of Mexico tonight 3-2 over Club America, it's a remarkable achievement by Atlanta United. And I think what makes it the most special is that it was a cast of maybe unexpected characters that got the job done for the Stripes tonight, including our man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. And if you would have told me coming into tonight that Atlanta United would beat Club America and Florentin Pogba would be man of the match, I would have said you could knock me over with a feather. But Florentin Pogba not only was a rock on the back line for Atlanta United, not only did he mostly neutralize Renato Ibarra tonight, not all the time, but mostly, he drew the penalty that set up the game-winning goal. Florentin Pogba, I want you to think about that. Pogba, a center back, drew the penalty that put Joseph to the spot.
you'd never guess it. You'd never expect it. And that's what Pogba brought to the table today, was some unexpected things. He had some moments that were shaky. He had some issues defensively, had a couple giveaways in really bad spots. But Florentine Pogba played with a fearlessness. And that was what defined Atlanta United tonight. And it's honestly what's defined Atlanta United in the last month or so, is a fearlessness and a commitment to the way that they want to play, a strong, dominating way to play. Pogba led that from the back tonight.
So Florentine Pogba, our man of the match, presented by Heineken. You could have given it to a number of different players. Darlington Nagbe was fantastic tonight. Jeff Lorenowitz, who had the equalizing goal, a rocket in the 60th minute, and he was the stadium's man of the match. I have no problem with that either. You could make a case for Alec Kahn playing with the first team for the first time in practically forever. A couple deflections got weird, and with tremendous body control, he was able to parry a couple very dangerous shots over the crossbar. Joseph, obviously, with a goal. Heinemann with a goal. Pereira, I thought, was remarkable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could go so many different ways, but we have to give it to only one, and we'll go to
one you didn't mention. Pitti Martinez created three chances tonight.
Absolutely.
Pitti earned a penalty.
Drew a penalty.
Pitti was very good.
Yes. Pitti is really getting comfortable now. He had an enormous smile when he raised the trophy a few minutes ago in front of us here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Here are the stats. When we say wild, how about 17 shots to 15 wild in favor of Atlanta United? 9 on target for Atlanta United, 6 for Club America. The corners were 8 for Atlanta United, and possession was 58-43 Atlanta United.
I'm gonna pause the stats for just a second, because I'm still watching Florentine Pogba on the field celebrating
shirtless
with everybody he knows.
Yeah, shirtless.
Kids, Pogba jerseys everywhere. He's still savoring this moment.
I think Paul is a little bit tied up. In Spanish, let's go downstairs. Miguel Herrera is addressing the media.
¿Cómo te pareció el arbitraje? ¿Y que te sacó tarjeta María? ¿Tienes algún comentario al respecto de todo lo que pasó en el terreno de juego con el árbitro?
Nada, cero.
¿Qué significa esta derrota para un partido como este? Es una copa que quizás no es oficial, pero que quizás tenga más significado el perderla que ganarla, ¿no?
Pues no, la verdad que es un trofeo, y siempre lo hemos dicho, cuando América sale a buscar un título, tiene que ganarlo, y es obligación, y hay muchas cosas que imponderables para este equipo, que tienen que buscarlos, y cuando no lo ganas, y no es un trofeo que no tiene significado, claro que tiene significado, es el primero de una alianza que están haciendo entre dos muy buenas ligas. Y bueno, pues hoy no pudimos, reitero, con tantos errores que cometimos en la cancha, era difícil ganar, ¿no? Te pones arriba en el marcador y cometes errores, penales, dos penales, errores muy infantiles, en lugar de parar la pelota, la dejan pasar, nos equivocamos y bueno, ese es el pago de la consecuencia, no conseguir tu objetivo que era ganar, ¿no?
Question was, what does this defeat mean to you? This is a trophy. America wants to win every title possible, every trophy possible. This wasn't just a meaningless game or a meaningless competition. It's an alliance between two leagues. But unfortunately, we made mistakes. We had two penalties called against us, and we paid the price.
Profe, you've been around MLS teams for a while. Is this the best MLS team you've ever faced?
Pues jugó bien, aprovechó nuestros errores. Fue un equipo que en el acierto de nuestros errores, pues los aprovechó. Nos equivocamos y ellos fueron certeros. Nosotros tuvimos oportunidades claras y el poste le echamos afuera y no fuimos tan certeros como ellos. Me parece que es un equipo que juega bien. El nivel de la MLS desde hace 2-3 años está levantando, está, ya traen jugadores de gran calidad. Dejaron de exportar jugadores para su retiro, sino en traer jugadores que futuren en la liga y que por supuesto le den ese levantón a esto, lo que le faltaba a la MLS, ¿no? Hoy ves a un Pitti Martínez que pudiendo haber ido a Europa prefirió la MLS. Entonces me parece que eso le ha venido bien a la liga. Sus equipos están siendo sólidos. Y otra vez, me parece, si no tuviéramos tantos errores, me parece que no hubiéramos tenido ese resultado, pero así es el fútbol, ¿no? Cuando no se juega bien, cuando se cometen errores, hay jugadores en los equipos rivales que los asimilan, ¿no?
I mean, they obviously played well. They took advantage of our mistakes. We created a lot of chances. We had opportunities, but we weren't able to finish them. We hit the post. We sent them out. MLS is a league that's growing a lot. Players like Pity Martinez, for example, choose to come to MLS instead of going to Europe. But at the end of the day, in this game specifically, we had chances, but we made mistakes and we couldn't walk away with a win.
All right, so Miguel Herrera, the one-time manager of El Tri, the Mexican national team, now in his second rub with Club America, giving his thoughts after his team's 3-2 loss here in the Campeones Cup tonight. A dejected manager who makes some pretty salient points about how good it is to have players like Pity Martinez now in MLS. And I don't think you can argue that if you give up two penalties on the road in a trophy match, you have severely impaired your chances to win, and that's ultimately what ended up hurting Club America tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about some of the mistakes that the team made, and they were sloppy at times. But this is a Club America squad, and we talked about it in the lead-up to this all day. A team that's in a bit of a transition. They've had some big sales here lately. They're pushing some new players through. Backline, you had a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old. Sometimes played well. Sometimes made some big mistakes, and two penalties, you're going to have problems when you concede two penalties. I think on the flip side, Atlanta United forced Club America to make some of those mistakes, forced them into some of those errors. Atlanta really took the game to Club America, and that, having watched MLS clubs and Mexican clubs for a long time in CONCACAF Champions League, the old CONCACAF Champions Cup, the old Superliga, whatever you want, whatever competition you want to put into it, this was the strongest mental performance I've seen from an MLS club against a Mexican club. That's usually where it falls apart. Dealing with the pressure. Atlanta United dealt with the pressure and kind of embraced it as the second half went on.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that kind of would come close would be Toronto's performance in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League final last year, where they had given up some road goals, came back, got some road goals, and got it to penalties, and then ended up losing in penalties and did not win the CONCACAF Champions League trophy. That's the only thing I could even think of. But for 90 minutes in open play, especially as the second half went on and the red card was a big factor, Atlanta United outplayed the champions of Mexico. We have plenty more to come on the full-time report right after this. We'll have the highlights of Atlanta United's 3-2 win over Club America. They are the Campeones Cup winners in 2019 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back on the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United 3-2 winners over Club America, the champions of Mexico. Our music comes from Club America's home city, Mexico City.
Cafe Tacuba.
Yes, one of my favorites, absolutely.
Yes, I know, you know them well.
Big time, one of my favorites. We'll talk more about Cafe Tacuba in a moment. Let's go downstairs, though. Frank DeBoer is at the podium, the winning coach.
You know, really as a striker, so we were really focusing with Jeff on him. And then after 15 minutes, we said he has to really follow him or change with Martin when he drops in. And let Leandro, deal with Martinez or Martin. And then we had more control. And it was all about, winning duels, And you saw, I didn't saw the stats, but there were a lot of free kicks today. Because it was every time it was one against one. And, if you lose it, you have disadvantage. You have one man short. And so, yeah, I think I'm very proud what they showed today, because it was a difficult game. But yeah, if you see where we were in the beginning and where we are right now, then we can say we made a major step forward, and it's good for MLS football. It's especially good for Atlanta United, of course, that we can compete against this kind of teams. And but yeah, the game was, I think, fantastic to watch, because it was up and down.
Frank, knowing about the outcome and the importance of the third goal, what is running through your mind about Martinez as he was able to take a second chance in the middle of a game and knowing what the stakes were?
Yeah, but he already did it the last time, and then he scored also. And I'm not worried about it, you know. He's so eager to score goals, and I know he's a fantastic penalty taker. And unfortunately, he missed now two, but, you know, you get lucky that he could every time he can take a revenge. And but I always will let him take him because, yeah, or he has to constantly miss penalties, but I know that normally he's... He's very solid in taking penalties. So I wasn't nervous for the second one because I almost knew for 100% that he would score.
Frank, I think a lot of the fans were a little bit confused with the first half substitution between Robinson coming in for Escobar. Is there... was it Cyrus and Escobar?
No, if everybody understands a little bit soccer, you know, they understand that if I'm going to change... Like, technically, I will do that in half time, you know, and not 1 minute or, you know, 2 minutes before the end. So he felt something in his hamstring. So we have to take him out, and that was the reason, you know. So, and there was no other reason.
Coach, you've moved to this five-man back line over the last few weeks. It felt like today Pereira was playing a little bit higher than Miram has. Was this a more aggressive way to put this out, or was it a completely different formation?
No, because of the opponent, what I said, you know, they, Club America has a little bit the same philosophy like us. They play a different system, but the philosophy is almost the same. They want to press forward, and they play one against one. And so he has to be every time, you know, on that fullback at time, because if he could, you know, turn and... We were in the back one against one. Yeah, for them it's very easy to play an easy pass, a comfortable pass. So for me, that was our plan, and I think he did really well.
All right. Frank DeBoer, after his team's 3-2 win over Club America. Frank DeBoer, no stranger to winning trophies in the Eredivisie when he was with Ajax, and now he's got his first trophy here with Atlanta United, the first of... really technically four that he could win this year, again, if you count the Eastern Conference trophy, and we'll have debates about that. But U.S. Open Cup final later this month, and Atlanta United trying to put themselves in position to repeat as MLS Cup champions. Let's go to the highlights now of this match. It was a thriller. It was incredibly well played. It was very entertaining by both teams. Club America playing a first-choice lineup, Atlanta United playing a very, very strong lineup, and 5 minutes into the match, it was Atlanta United that struck first with Emerson Hyneman. Back pass to Cannon, now fires it down the near touchline to Escobar, who's caught at by Rodriguez. Play on, says Aguilar. It goes inside to Nagby. Tap back to him by Joseph. Nagby sending it through now. Pereira with the backheel to Pitti in the box. Shot! Score! Emerson Hyneman! And in the fifth minute, Atlanta United has struck first in the Campeones Cup. Another one of those beautiful team goals that we've seen a lot lately for Atlanta United.
It's a flick from Deion Pereira. Pereira gets the assist on that. Pereira was immense tonight in his 60-plus minutes.
But the lead was rather short-lived for Atlanta United. A couple minutes later, 8 minutes later, Club America got the equalizer from Renato Ibarra.
Pitti may have been stepped on by Rodriguez, and he lost the ball. Ibarguen coming back down the near touchline. Will pivot into the left attacking third. Send it to the top of the 18 to Martinez. Martinez to the end line. Fakes across. Now plays it to the back post. Here's a shot. Score. Ibarra. And we're even at one in the 13th minute.
And that was the first of two really, really critical marking errors. Really three critical marking errors made by Atlanta United. Two very early in this match against Ibarra, who hit the crossbar just a moment or two before that.
This is what's fascinating about it. And we go back to the question that was asked of Frank DeBoer about Deion Pereira playing higher than we've seen Justin Merrim play. Well, early on, Ibarra hit the crossbar, puts that one in off the underside of the crossbar. That's coming from that side of the field. After that, we didn't really talk about Renato Ibarra very much.
No, and again, in my opinion, it was Florentin Pogba who really did the job on him, especially in the second half.
It's the two, though, the right. And that's, I think, Pereira factors in, because what it did is it made Ibarra drop and defend more, and it kept Paul Aguilar back. and you weren't creating 2v1 situations. And as we saw, the more Deion Pereira ran at Aguilar, the more he was on his heels and the more he was getting beat.
All right, so even at 1 after 13 minutes, a wild start to the match. Right before halftime, Pity Martinez goes down at the top of the 18. Initially, no penalty given by the referee, Joel Aguilar, from El Salvador. But after a lengthy check and after Aguilar went to the monitor, they did give a penalty to Atlanta United. Then the goalkeeper for Club America, Oscar Jimenez, did, in our judgment, a very smart thing. He walked up to the penalty spot. He stared directly at Joseph Martinez, and he held that kick for about as long as he could without being shown a yellow. And maybe, just maybe, that was enough to get Joseph off his game a little bit, because here is what happened on the ensuing penalty. Joseph with action at the goal to our left, straight behind the ball. Now steps to the left, up to the ball, strikes it off a hop, and it's saved! The rebound to Joseph, and he chips it over the crossbar out for a corner. All right, now, I have seen a couple still photographs and a couple replays, and we talked a little bit about this at halftime, but we've seen way more now. Two things happened there that made us think there was going to be a retake, and it looked like Joel Aguilar, the referee, was at least thinking about it and talking to the ARs about it. Number one, Jimenez was a little bit off his line.
He was.
Number two, there was some incredible encroachment by Club America coming from the top of the 18 before Joseph even struck the ball. And that's where we get into the issue where if it's cleared, then you absolutely have to call encroachment. In this case, it was Joseph who did get a rebound attempt and put it over the crossbar.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, we see encroachment on a lot of penalties, so it's one of those things that you kind of expect in some ways. It happens. I'm not as concerned about that side of it. The question, and we're not going to get an answer because it ultimately doesn't matter about the result. Goalkeeper comes off his line. According to the current rules that are being played in this match, that could have been looked at by the VAR, and it should have been, because the replays we've seen, he's off his line before the kick.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. I mean, it's not even open.
One foot on the line is what's required,
right,
and both feet were off the line, it appeared, from the replays we've seen.
And I know some of you are saying, well, he wasn't that far off.
Doesn't matter.
It does not
matter.
That's
VAR.
Yeah.
You take that out of it.
Right. Even if it's just a whisker. So the two penalties that Joseph has missed this year against Bill Amid of D.C. and tonight against Oscar Jimenez, and a lot of people, and Frank was even asked about it, are blaming this on the Joseph hop. I think in both cases you had DC encroaching and Hamid clearly off his line, and tonight you had Jimenez off his line and Club America clearly encroaching. And even if Club America does not clear the rebound, in Joseph's peripheral vision, if you look at the still shot, Joseph is striking the ball. There's a Club America player right next to him, literally right next to him.
What I would love to see is next time Joseph has a penalty, he should go to the referee and tell the referee, watch for encroachment when I do what I do.
Okay, on to the second half. Even at one, Club America strikes first in the second half, a sequence off a corner kick where Atlanta United, again, had some pretty substantial marking errors, and Roger Martinez was able to convert. Second corner of the half for Club America. This time it's Cordova in the near corner, goal to our right. Cordova again going front post, gets through, and it's cleared off the line and then put back in for a goal. Club America's got a 2-1 lead here in the 57th minute. Now, the first shot was cleared off the line by Emerson Heineman, and a very fortunate break for Atlanta United, because replay seemed to show that the ball went off Emerson Heineman's hand. Think of the Torsten Frigg's handball that was not called against the U.S. men's national team in the 2002 World Cup quarterfinal against Germany. I have seen some of you tweet that you believe that the ball went off his thigh and then his hand. In any event, the ball was put in anyway. But
right,
had they called handball and no goal, Heineman would have been sent off and there would have been a penalty.
Could have been sent off. If it's a situation where it comes off the thigh and into the hand,
well,
that's a much more difficult red card.
But then you're getting into a judgment call. Was his hand extended in an unnatural position?
I'm talking a red card. I'm not talking about the handball. I'm saying
understood.
It could have been red carded.
Yeah.
I think that is a much different decision. You probably are going to call that handball there if the goal's not put in.
Yes.
But I don't think you're going to send him off because it didn't look intentional.
Still a little close for comfort.
For sure. But that's a big distinction, because if you get that situation where, okay, then you get a penalty and you have the man advantage the rest of the way. It's a very different match.
Well, especially because you would be down 2-1 and playing 10-on-11 at that point. But it was not 2-1 for long.
Nope.
Jeff Lorenowitz with one of the all-time most memorable goals for Atlanta United 3 minutes later to equalize at 2. Off into the far corner, Gressel, cross at the penalty spot. It's knocked down by Cordova. It rolls now to Lorenowitz, shot from distance. Score! Golazo! And Atlanta United gets a thunderclap to equalize. Oscar Jimenez, the goalkeeper, did not even move. There was maybe a slight deflection in front of him by a Club America player. That ball's going in anyway. It's not an own goal. It's Jeff Lorenowitz from about 30 yards out with a screamer. Very reminiscent of Tito Villalba's goal in San Jose last year, right before halftime. Pretty much the exact same spot of the park. And it gave Atlanta United a crucial lifeline at the hour mark.
Yeah, what a rocket from Lorenowitz. And we've seen him take that a few times. And we've seen that not find the back of the net a few times. But I love to see that from him. He needed that moment. The team needed that moment. It turned the game on its head.
Then 5 minutes later, the sequence we talked about with Florentin Pogba drawing the penalty. So Joseph very unusually gets a second chance after missing a penalty in the first half, and this time he's able to put it home. Joseph with hands on hips. Gets the whistle. Side step to the left, up to the ball, strikes it, and scores! No hop that time for Joseph, a decisive penalty. And the champions of MLS have the lead with less than half an hour to play. And they would see it out. And Joseph had maybe the clinching play on a one-on-three dribbling into traffic against Bruno Valdez, who was playing on a yellow, drawing a foul and a yellow on Valdez, his second. That had him sent off. And then Club America had to play 10-on-11 the rest of the way. There were some nervy moments late. Here is how it ended for Atlanta United to win their second major trophy.
Full time! There's another trophy for the case! Atlanta United wins the 2019 Campeones Cup!
First ever MLS team to do so. Incidentally now, in non-friendlies, Club America falls to 2-2-3 all time against MLS. They've won a ton of CONCACAF Champions League titles. But for whatever reason, and it's more so in their recent history, they've had some issues against MLS teams. This is a difficult assignment. When you have to come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you have to play in front of 40,000 people. There were a lot of Club America fans here tonight. I don't think anything should be taken away from the way that Club America played tonight, the intent of Miguel Herrera to play a first-choice lineup. These were two excellent teams tonight. Atlanta United was just a little bit better.
You could hear it in El Piojo Herrera's voice. I mean, he wanted this game. He was not happy at the end of it. That's a difficult way to take a loss. When you go up 2-1, it's not typical for Mexican teams to take a lead like that and then lose it, and not a Herrera team especially. That's a bit of a gut punch, and I want to see now when we watch the rest of this season in Mexico, how does Club America respond from this? They still might have some business to take care of in the transfer window. There's talk about them going out and signing a player. Nicolas Castillo has a broken leg. They probably need to replace him. They probably need just a little bit more. There's also some talk the other way that a player like Guido Rodriguez, who was outstanding tonight, could be getting some attention from clubs in Spain.
Memo Ochoa eventually will come into this team. He is dealing with
that'll give you
right
a lot
now.
Of presence.
No
that'll give you a
it.
Big presence.
And it's a signing they have to make, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they're starting to get lapped by some of the teams up in Monterrey. They're starting to get lapped by Tigres a little bit. They had to make a move like that, and that'll make them a lot more credible.
You're bringing an icon back to the club in Memo Ochoa. You know, they sell Marchezin for a lot of money, and Jimenez was brought in to be a reserve. You know, he played most of his career at Chiapas and Jaguares, and this is – he was good tonight. I mean, I didn't think Jimenez was really at fault at anything.
Yeah, save the penalty. You can't really blame him on much tonight, can
no,
you?
No, but then you're going to get a player like Memo Ochoa who is going to drag a team with that lead and try to fix things. And that was what this team was kind of missing, was that type of presence.
I agree. Giovanni Dos Santos also would have really helped this team tonight, but he was not in form and was dropped.
Still playing himself back into shape.
Yep. Giovanni Dos Santos had played 3.5 years for L.A. Galaxy and – ironically now, is playing for his first club ever in Mexico for Club America. He's been in three matches for them this year in the Apertura, but has only started in one of them. More to come on the full-time report in a moment. When we come back, we'll get to your questions and your comments on Twitter. Last call to send them in to us at MikeConte929 and at Long Shu, and we'll continue with Atlanta United, the winners of the Campeones Cup in 2019, 3-2 over Club America on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mexico City playing us back here in the full-time report with Atlanta United defeating Club America 3-2 to win the Campeones Cup in 2019. What's this?
Los Angeles Azules.
The
Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels.
Okay. It's amazing you do a couple games against teams from Costa Rica and Mexico and suddenly you learn words.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Como te voy a olvidar. Yeah. It is, how could I forget you?
I was going to say, I have no idea what you just said.
How can you forget tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if you were here, you're not going to forget it for a long time. Fans absolutely got their money's worth. It was an extremely entertaining match. And again, I really think a huge achievement for this club.
Huge achievement for the league.
It really is. It really, really is. And now you're going to have a whole new set of discussions, and I'll be interested to see how this is covered in Mexico tomorrow on ESPN down there and Fox and the Latin American sports
networks. I will be watching that in the morning to see what they have to say.
I will be very curious to see if they gloss over this and try to treat it as a friendly. Miguel Herrera obviously did not think this was a friendly. You heard his comments earlier.
No.
And by the way, I don't think this is a blow for Liga MX. I don't think it's a negative statement about their quality. I think it just shows MLS is catching up. It's not that Liga MX has regressed. It's that MLS is closing the gap.
And I'll paraphrase a little bit of what Rob Usry of Dirty South Soccer had to say afterwards. Look, this wasn't an MLS team playing a Mexican club and getting a win by bunkering, by parking a bus and slashing tires, by being defensive and negative. This was a Major League Soccer team playing toe-to-toe with a team that has won more trophies than any other club from Mexico in history.
Yeah, yeah. It's a remarkable achievement, one that the 17 should be very proud of. It just does feel bizarre now that you have to go right back and get ready for a very important league match on Sunday in Portland. Let's get to your comments on Twitter. A lot of happy comments tonight, not necessarily questions. Gregor Smith, Nagby bossed that midfield. Best game I've seen him play. DeMarcus Beasley agrees, by the way.
Yeah, DeMarcus Beasley on Twitter asks, how is Nagby still in this country? That's the type of performance that if you take Darlington Nagby's performance tonight and you show it to Pep Guardiola, you show it to Xavi, you show it to Andres Iniesta, they're going to say, you know what, he could play with us because that's class.
Hugh Leonard he said, just before kickoff, I thought to myself, this is just an exhibition. 1 minute in, I was yelling at my television. Then the early goal had my wife asking me to calm down. Great night.
You know, we talked about it today. We wondered what this would be like, you know, what it would mean, what it would feel like. And we didn't really know. You know, it's the first time that you've had this game in Atlanta. It's only the second time the game's been played. Is it meaningful? We'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think tonight it's meaningful. It's a big win for Atlanta United. It's a big win for the league.
One thing I think we can be certain of, if Atlanta United is fortunate enough to repeat as MLS Cup champions and therefore would get the right to host this match again next year, I think you're going to see much more advance interest in this match than potentially you did this year, because I think you're right. I think a lot of people weren't quite sure what this was. Hopefully we'll look back on this a couple years from now and say this was the night that the Campeones Cup really, truly was born. Ricky Ricardo, in all caps,
This, and periods, this game was the wildest game I have ever seen in person. It had everything. It really did. It really, really did. And, you know, a lot of people have been complaining about the referee. Folks, if you're an Atlanta United fan, you got two penalties and a sending off. Don't complain about the referee. You'll take that.
First half was a little weird because it's a very different style of refereeing. Look, that, we've talked about it before in league play where you get players who struggle with the way MLS referees call games. And Pitti Martinez has talked about it. Others have talked about it. It's different. That's what South American players, what Central American players, what Mexican players are very accustomed to. It's a very different way. The referee wants to kind of assert dominance to a degree. They're going to call a lot of fouls, 42 fouls tonight called, lots of fouls. A lot of the fouls that we complain about that don't get called, They were getting called tonight.
By the way, 21 each way. Mm-hmm. 21 each way, right down the middle. Kip Thompson, legit sports question. Has there ever been a more successful sports franchise in its first 3 years?
I don't know. I'd have to look back. I mean, your hockey team in Vegas.
Who went to the Stanley Cup final year one.
They went to a Stanley Cup final in year one, but they didn't win.
Quite honestly, you could look at the Carolina Panthers going to an NFC championship in their second year, as did the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I don't know. I mean, this is a team that won a championship in year two and won another trophy in year three. I do know Chicago Fire fans are probably going to speak up because they had a tremendous amount of success in their infancy, but the league was a lot different then. It was a lot
completely
smaller,
different.
And you didn't have the quality of the league that you have right now.
And in 3 years, they won in year one an MLS Cup and an Open Cup. They didn't win international play, and Atlanta United is poised to continue this the rest of the season. You're in an Open Cup final pretty soon.
Yeah, good question, though. Patrick, is this by far the deepest team in MLS ever? Rotate five guys, beat an all-time great Liga MX team, no big deal.
Ooh, I mean, that's a bold statement.
I'll say they're the deepest team in MLS this year.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. They could be. I mean, the early days of MLS, it's a different animal altogether, but you had some amazing teams at that point. Maybe not completely as deep because the league was a little different then, but you had a lot of talent top to bottom on 10 teams at the very beginning. In the modern era of Major League Soccer, this is likely the deepest team. And to come into this match tonight, and we wondered how much rotation there would be. And there was some. Alec Cann gets a game. Florentin Pogba, Franco Escobar, Leandro Gonzalez-Pires is your starting three in the back. Dion Pereira dealing with the challenges on that right side. Player stepped up.
Interestingly now, with the Escobar hamstring injury that Frank DeBoer discussed, we don't know how serious it is. You could be looking at Miles, Pogba, and LGP again in Portland on Sunday, possibly. Shiva believes that Pitti has a new life after today.
It's been coming, and that's something that we've talked about a lot when it comes to Pitti Martinez, and I think if you were paying close attention and maybe not listening to some of the external noise when it came to Pitti, we've seen this building, but his last, what?
Five or six matches.
Yeah, I mean, we're almost the last month has been really good.
JB, it's clear Atlanta United wanted this cup. The look on the players' faces tells you this was a big deal. Larry's Golazo. Pitti continues to show his quality. Team win. Nagby, incredible as always. MVP underrated. Very proud of this team.
Pitti Martinez celebrating in the confetti. Lots of fun for him. Florentin Pogba had everybody he knew in Atlanta on the field with him at the end.
And by the way, who has it better than us? We could have another confetti trophy celebration in less than 2 weeks in the stadium.
You know?
Who's got it better than us? But that will not be easy. Minnesota United will absolutely have something to say about that in the U.S. Open Cup final. Michael Stallings, I honestly have the feels of MLS Cup tonight. Watching from home, the only other game I'd compare the feels to is the Red Bulls home match in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, those are good. Because of the intensity, and it's something that we talked about, I think, just off-air during halftime. Look, regardless of how this had turned out, these are the games you want to play because these are the games that prepare you for a cup final. These are the games that prepare you for the playoffs, because that was a whole different contest than some of the league matches you see in any league. And that's not just an MLS thing. That's any league, you're going to have some matches that are ho-hum. It happens in Mexico, too. That one was special.
One more from Mr. Green. Guts, pure guts. What a performance by Atlanta United. Had Club America reeling early. Can stepped up to the challenge. The defenders did just enough to keep us in it. This is the kind of game that can elevate this match out of the gray area of serious and friendly.
Yeah, 100%. That's a great shout. I'll go back to some of the things Miguel Herrera said when we had the post-match audio from him, and he talked about the mistakes that his team made and how they weren't good enough in some of those moments. Atlanta United made some mistakes as well. I thought they were sloppy defending at times. Pogba, Pereira, not on the same page at times defending. But they figured it out, and they fought through it. And that's what champions do, and that's why you're taking another trophy. Back to the case.
Now it's back to work tomorrow, because Atlanta United's got a three-match MLS road trip starting Sunday in Portland. Nothing easy about that. We'll have a quick look ahead to that one and get you ready to have Doc Sock, John Chuckery, take us through the rest of the night right after this on the full-time report as Atlanta United wins the Campeones Cup 3-2 over Club America here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United 3-2 winners over Club America as we wrap up the full-time report. Atlanta United wins the Campeones Cup in 2019. We've been playing some music from Mexico and Mexico City, the home of Club America, tonight. And here we go now back into league play, and a very, very kind of sobering wake-up call coming up now on Sunday in Portland at Providence Park, newly renovated stadium. Now, Portland Timbers, they are playing as we speak. They have just gotten started against Chicago Fire. So both teams will be on equal rest. Atlanta United will fly out to Portland on Friday and train there on Saturday. That is what they have done in West Coast matches. So you can look at this glass half full and say, you know, Atlanta United recently hasn't been that bad on the road because they won at Columbus and Orlando in U.S. Open Cup. Or you can look at a glass half empty and say Atlanta United has not been good on the road because they have dropped six straight in league play. I feel like if you get even a point in Portland, you've done a good job.
Yeah, we'll see how Portland does tonight. They are in action right now against Chicago, and I'm curious to see how these games stack up for the Timbers. Now, Atlanta won't get the full effect of that because you're just getting a short week, and Atlanta's on a short week too. But Portland, with so many home games coming up, we saw this happen in 2017 when Atlanta had those. They did get on a run. It took a second to get going, but they got on a run. They ran out of gas at the end. Portland has to pick up as many points as they can early on because the Western Conference is an absolute dogfight. The Western Conference could go so many different directions. They can't afford to rest guys. They're going to have to go full bore into this. They're going to have to go full bore tonight, pick up 3 points, and they're going to be looking for three on Sunday.
They are a team that, believe it or not, is still currently below the playoff line, but 10 of their last 11 matches are at home, and that includes Sunday, our final edition of Five Stripes After Dark in 2019. As you know, anything usually does happen, anything can happen, and usually does in Five Stripes After Dark. So we'll be on with you 9:30 Sunday night for the Five Stripes Countdown on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, 10 o'clock, the kickoff from Providence Park in Portland. Jason and I, very excited to check out the brand-new Providence Park, and we hope you will join us for that. Been a fun night tonight. Atlanta United gets another trophy, the Campeones Cup, the first one ever for MLS, defeating Club America, the champions of Mexico, 3-2. For producer Dylan Matthews, our on-site engineer Miller Pope, and for Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. Doc Sock, John Chuckery is next. Pastor Troy plays us out on a victory night for Atlanta, a championship night for Atlanta here on Sports Radio 92.9.
You've
been listening to MLS Action of Our Atlanta United. Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long.
Atlanta United are brought to you by Piedmont Quick Care. One stop to better. Country Financial. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started at TakeSimpleSteps.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Heineken, Aaron's, the perfect choice for your budget and style with top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Skana, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Associated Credit Union, Equifax, proud partner of your Atlanta United, and your local Ford dealer.
The home for Our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.